I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Wendelin Fonbrenner, the European correspondent for The Economist magazine, reporting on the German elections. The governance here is that coalitions form a majority in the Bundestag, and the coalitions are of various ideological and historical direction. The ruling coalition now, led by Chancellor Angela Merkel, is a combination of the CDU and its allies. However, Wendelin is teaching me how Germany thinks of these coalitions, and they have clever names to describe the different colors associated with the parties. There are many parties. There's the left, there's the SPD, there's the Greens. The CDU-CSU is the party now in power in the Bundestag, led by Angela Merkel. But the last time she introduced me to the most magical of all combinations, the traffic light coalition. And I watched it afterwards and was amazed to see that the traffic light was doing very well. So, Wendelin, what's happened to the traffic light? Who is leading it, and is it red, yellow, or green for the election?
Well, absolutely. So traffic light is a coalition which at the moment is one of the maybe three most likely coalition arrangements, which would be led by the SPD. So that's the red. And then it would also include the Greens and the Liberals, which is the yellow in the traffic light, or the orange, but their color is really yellow. And because the SPD, so the Social Democrats, are doing so well at the moment and really caught up, the last poll a few days ago put the SPD at 24%, the CDU, CSU, the Conservatives only at 19%, and the Greens at 70%. So because the SPD is doing so well at the moment, that looks at the moment as possibly the most likely coalition that will govern Germany for the next 4 years. There are two others that are possible and likely. That the one is Jamaica. So that would be a similar arrangement to traffic light, only led by the CDU. So black instead of red. And finally, a Germany coalition, which we have at the moment, which is a combination of CDU, CSU, and SPD, so the two big established parties. But because we had that for 12 of 16 of Angela Merkel years in power, and the SPD was not so happy with that coalition, I think that is less likely than the two other versions, so Jamaica or traffic light.
The man we need to know about is 63-year-old Olaf Scholz, who leads the SPD, which is the rising party. What is it about Olaf Scholz that all of a sudden made this turn possible? I understand he did very well in a debate.
Yes, but it's not only that he did well in the debate. His main, well, he has two big assets. One is that he is Angela Merkel's finance minister, so he's a known quantity. He is competent. He has a sort of statesman-like demeanor. That's his first asset. His second asset, ironically, is that he didn't make any mistakes or any big mistakes, or actually not no particular mistakes during the campaign, whereas his two rivals, Armin Laschet of the CDU-CSU and Annalena Baerbock of the Greens, made gaffes. You know, they were in a way relatively small things, but they were blown out a little bit out of proportion. So the things like Annalena Baerbock is accused of plagiarism in her book, of copying stuff, and she's also accused of embellishing her CV. And Armin Laschet didn't do particularly well in the aftermath of these devastating floods that Germany had in July. He was seen smiling or even laughing when the president of Germany spoke to flood victims that didn't look very good. The optics were not very good. So it was sort of gaffe after gaffe, whereas Olaf Scholz just basically stayed out of trouble.
I want to know more about Annalena Baerbock, because the Greens, she's a very young candidate with much to learn and years to campaign. How do the Greens, her own party, regard her presentation? Are they satisfied that they went with a young candidate?
No, I think they now think, or many think, that they should have picked so she and Robert Habeck are co-chairmen of the Green Party, and it was either her or Robert Habeck. And I think many now think they should have picked Habeck instead of her. I mean, she's an attractive candidate in the sense that she is very bright. She's very passionate. She's young. She is a mother. She's a woman. I mean, all this plays well with certain constituencies, but she is relatively inexperienced. And there was this sort of series of gaffes that I talked about. So now the sense is that the Greens should have picked Habeck. And of course, the CDU-CSU is regretting not having picked the state premier of Bavaria, Markus Söder, who is much more popular than Armin Laschet and also a more forceful figure than the sort of somehow wishy-washy state premier of North Rhine-Westphalia. So that's Armin Laschet.
Yes.
So in a way, just two parties seem to have picked the wrong man or woman.
Yes, I want to speak of Armin Laschet, because the word that I read in the news is lackluster. He is an extremely experienced politician. Therefore, it surprises me, given how well Germany knows him all these years, that he's not doing better. Is there an explanation for that? Is it because Angela Merkel is still on the scene and he has to hesitate how much he can say?
Yes, well, he's by nature a very conciliatory man, and that has played well for him in the past, because he's well liked. He's a Rhinelander. They call him Türken Armin, so the Turks Armin is his first name, because he is seen as very friendly with immigrants. But he's not a good campaigner. He is, in a way, maybe too conciliatory. He's not. Markus Söder is much more combative, and Laschet tends to always say yes, but, you know, which can be an asset in certain moments, but not when you have to run a fairly aggressive campaign, which he should have done.
Now Angela Merkel, in these last hours, she's addressed the German people about the direction, and she says you face a choice of direction, and she's very unhappy with the socialists, the left, even the far left, and she believes that Laschet is the right choice. Is that persuasive? Is she entering this campaign at the right time? Is she seen as a guide for the voters?
Well, I suppose she could have entered the campaign a little earlier. She's always very cautious. But now she's very worried because, of course, for her legacy, if the CDU suffers a humiliating defeat, and at the moment it looks as if that's where we are heading, you know, if they receive less than 20% of the votes, then that also reflects very badly on Angela Merkel, you know, who is leaving, but still, you know, it's her legacy. And that's why I think she made a speech, possibly her last speech in the Bundestag yesterday, and came out very forcefully in favor of Laschet.
And Olaf Scholz now, is he being aggressive about the pandemic, about how he will lead Germany, about climate change, about energy? Is he laying out policies? Because there are many challenges in the immediate future.
Yes, I mean, he is. He's very well prepared. He's finance minister, remember? I mean, he's an experienced government minister, and he has a policy proposal and an answer to all these questions. I mean, it's a very thick compendium, the SPD election manifesto. So yes, they do have policy proposals for all the big issues. Climate, of course, being extremely important in the aftermath of these terrible floods, but also foreign and security policy, energy policy, all these issues. No, I mean, Olaf Scholz ran a very professional campaign and he is well prepared. You know, you can see in his case, he has years and years of experience, whereas Annalena Baerbock for sure, and to some extent Armin Laschet, who was always in North Rhine-Westphalia, lacked that experience, and it shows at the moment.
Wendelin von Bredow, the European correspondent for The Economist magazine, reporting on the German elections on September 26th, will know soon enough. The traffic light coalition looks extremely solid at this point to be the next leader of Germany, the bank and manufacturing hub of the EU. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.